Well, hello. I'm glad you called right now. A long time ago, I remember reading what I think came from the United States Public Health Department, like a funny kind of a thing that stated something like no squirrel ever died over anxiety, that there was not enough food in storage, and no fox got upset when they only had one hole to go into, and something like dogs never lose sleep over not having enough bones put aside for the golden years. Well, it was a funny, but comparison is obvious. We don't know what animals do, but you know, I know for a fact what humans do. They are inclined to worry, and they are inclined to fret, and there are some who are really good at it. There's some who really have it bad in that department. So this businessman came to me, and in the course of conversation, it was apparent that he was a, quote, worrier, end quote. And my suggestion, which was original, was to draw up a worry chart. And he said, what? I said, a worry chart. What's that? So I tried to explain about the columns and the entries, etc. So he said, okay, I'm going to do that, Pastor. And he did. And the result was high percentage dealt with things that were so vague that they were in the realm of, quote, never happening, end quote. Others dealt with his finances, his health, his associates. The bottom line, there were very few items that would be regarded as, quote, legal, end quote, to be concerned about. Most of the items he had no control over. And his decision? T-R-U-S-T, God. Trust God. And if you could take a few minutes after you hang up to reflect about your personal situation, I think you'll find the same as did that gentleman. From personal experience, I want to say to you that it's not easy to lay aside the situations that are pressing against you, but it can be done. In fact, that's what Jesus was talking about as he said that worry is a sin. Ouch. That's why Jesus said, don't worry and be anxious about tomorrow. So as I pray for you, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this caller, if uptight over a past, present, or future situation, release that to you. And may they give that burden to you. And just leave it there, trusting and believing that you're in control of their life. Blessings on them in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm really glad you called. And after the signal, I'd be very happy to listen to what you want to say. And you can talk just as long as you want to. God bless. Goodbye.